The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Glad you could hang with us. Jeff Parlay is here as well. By the way, Eddie Rosario, minus 140 for NLCS MVP at DraftKings. Minus 140. Can I interest you in that? If I were in a DraftKings jurisdiction, I would bet that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
So that at this rate, that's almost like a cheaper way to bet the Braves.
That's correct. Now, we're betting on humans, voting on an award. It's not a lock. Nothing is. But I would be willing to go that way at this point. One game away are the Braves. Of course, they got to close it out for that to manifest. And now, ladies and gentlemen, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, on a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's the intro. See how I vamped there? I was like, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, trying to get you guys to play. What's happening, man? Bill Krakenberger, everybody.
Good. How you guys doing? All right?
Good.
Everything good?
Are you sucking on a lozenge there? What do you got?
You know, I actually put like a Halls, sugar-free Halls in my mouth year-round.
Really?
In Vegas. It's just so dry. I'm still not used to the dryness here.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst. Your skin is all messed up. From
maybe because I travel back and forth so much. That's why I haven't been acclimated to it, but I just...
That's the thing. When I go back to D.C. to visit my parents, you realize you're like, oh, yeah, this is so... The humidity, obviously, there's... You know, obviously, it's not all positive with humidity, but you do realize the different effect on your skin, and the mosquitoes kill you, too. Never mind. Maybe I'll just stay here.
No.
The mosquitoes call the airport to make sure my flight is...
There's pros and cons about people, you know, about moving. People all the time... Back, it seems like it was more, obviously, it'll start up again, but like pre-COVID, people were always asking me, what do you think about Vegas? How do you like living there? I'm thinking of moving there. There's pros and cons. The mosquitoes. There you go. We don't have them here. Well, maybe do we have them by like Lake Mead or anything? I don't know, but
I mean,
we don't have them on the strip where I live.
Dude, if I go visit my parents for a week, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. People who mosquitoes love will relate. I will get no fewer than 30 to 40 mosquito bites
on my
body. It's amazing.
They just come
get you. And I'm being conservative, too.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, dude, it's you. Come here.
You know, we don't have mosquitoes, but we have a lot of fleas. And what I mean by that is when these people move here with visions of grandeur and let's get a fresh start over, their problems follow them. And they come to town, and there's life beyond the neon. They don't realize it. They say, wow, this is great. I love it here. It's great. And of course it's great. You're on vacation. You know, you're out of your element. It's something new. It's exciting. It's fun. It's an adult playground. But when you move here, you see what local Las Vegas is like. And I'm not saying nothing really bad, but you got a lot of people that left certain areas of the country and come over here because they're laminate. I mean, let's face it.
Because they're laminate?
Yeah, they're on a lam.
Oh,
yeah.
What you meant by laminate?
They're on the lam.
They're wearing laminates?
They're on the lam, and you know, they're trying to run from something. And
they're on the lam.
It's tough. It actually makes for a very tough, this is something people don't talk about ever. It's very tough to be friends here with locals and, you know, lots of people are closet gamblers, and these local casinos here are full of them. You'll see, especially at the beginning of the month when the welfare checks come in, and let's not call them welfare. Let's call them, you know, whatever, unemployment, whatever it may be. Whatever kind of checks come in, the beginning of the casino, the Keno machines are packed. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And Keno, they got no shot. You're better off just, you know, going outside and playing in traffic. I mean, but...
I got my thoughts on Vegas locals.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, listen, yeah. I try to help and talk about the things not to play like Keno.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, people are going to do what they want to do, no matter what they've done over and over again, and doesn't seem to.
What's your single? We got this question from a gentleman named Ryan Hyatt, who is great asking us questions on Primetime Action that I do with Matt Brown and Kelly Bidlin Monday through Friday night. He asked a question tonight. One of his was, what's your favorite single thing about living in Vegas? Because I have a lot of favorite things. I mean, I love living here for many reasons. I'm curious what your single favorite is, though.
Well, I tell you, maybe the convenience of the restaurant selection. When I'm back in Atlantic City, which I like to go for sports betting, my buddies live there, I only got so much stuff, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
I only got so many things I can do as far as in Atlantic County area. Now, of course, you can go to Philly. You can go to New York. Monmouth County is where I love to go. There's certain things I like about it, but... I think here I just go downstairs and like, especially where you live, you go downstairs and you have everything here.
Where I live is this daily struggle of not getting to be 500 pounds because it's so accessible.
It's the accessibility of restaurants. And
I would say there's one thing above that for me because you're right. Accessibility of, and not just restaurants, great restaurants.
Everything,
right?
Shows, everything for me. Yeah.
Live music, exactly.
Shows.
The accessibility of live music, because if you live in, let's just say most of my adult life, I lived in San Francisco, and I'm not picking on San Francisco because they represent a lot of American urban environments, which is to go see a concert that you might want to go see requires a schlep, right? You're like, I got to get in my car, I got to get on the freeway, I got to fight traffic, then I got to get out of there. So it's like it's this big sort of calculus in your brain where you're like, yeah, it's not worth it. Here, not only is it convenient, but you end up going to see acts because it's so easy that you wouldn't ever normally even consider seeing in other cities. So, you know, and again, I'll just name different genres. Like, oh, Maroon 5 is at Mandalay Bay.
There you go.
You know, I would never see them in general, but they're literally, I could walk out of my bed.
Yeah.
You know, I could roll out of bed and go see them. Sure, I'll go see Mandalay Bay. Oh, Chicago's playing over at Venetian? I'll go see Chicago. They got that dude that imitates Peter Cetera. He doesn't imitate him. He's just as good as Peter Cetera.
Sure,
I'll go see them. I mean, that's the thing that I love about Vegas. You go see different musical acts spanning across genres, and I don't think if you live in any other city, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Just because of the hassle of it.
No, it's true. And you know, when I was at the Guns N' Roses concert, I kind of thought about, I was like, wow, look at this, right down the street. And I was here watching the Raiders here opening night. Now Guns N' Roses here. It's going to be the Rolling Stones are coming to the same Allegiant. But now you have all the different country music. People love country music. I mean, there's great, great acts that come here all the time. We're very fortunate. I like the shows like Love and Mysterio still. I still always would recommend them. I enjoy that those shows. I can watch them. I became a Beatles fan going to see Love. I was never a really big Beatles fan until I went and seen Love. I have a buddy of mine that works in one of the casinos, and literally he sent me a text. I'm going to read you it. Upcoming Las Vegas shows: Gwen Stefani, Lady Gaga, Rod Stewart, Sting, Kiss, Journey, Celine Dion, Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, Foo Fighters, Rolling Stones, Katy Perry, Reba McEntire, Brooks and Dunn, Shania Twain, and Usher. VIP treatment. Spread the word. Let me know what seats you want.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love it.
What shows. So,
love it.
I mean, just think about that. You're talking about that. Was just something very spontaneous, just thinking of them. But
I haven't gone to see Usher yet. Usher. Haven't seen him yet. But yeah, there's a lot of those who, again, that you mentioned, I'm like, yeah, nah, nah. But then because they're like next door, I'm like, all right, I guess I'll go see Katy Perry. Sure. Why not? You know, like that's what I mean.
We're back home. You travel an hour, sit in traffic.
Well, I wouldn't even consider it. Right.
You wouldn't even consider it.
I'm not going to go see Katy Perry. Let me ask you this. I got this from Kelly Bidlin yesterday, producer of Primetime Action last night. He sent this to Matt Brown and I don't know the sourcing of this. He did not tell me what article this came from. So I apologize. But this is from a current article, we're going to talk about a couple different sports books, but this is the trend here. I'm going to set it up here, and this will extend past the break because I want to get your reaction to this. Okay, so we'll start with this one. At one of DraftKings' major competitors, nearly half of all active users who bet on the NFL have placed a same-game parlay on the NFL this year. And now, over half of new users place the same game parlay bet within their first week on the site. Now at Bet Rivers, where they currently only offer single game parlays on the NFL, over 40% of bettors have already placed a single game parlay this season, and 20% of all bets have been single game parlays. Let me repeat that last one. And actually, the article goes on to say, read that last bit again. This brand spanking new method of betting is accounting for 20%, at least legalized brand spanking new, right? Is accounting for 20% of all NFL bets at a major American sportsbook. You know, major is their word. And it really is brand spanking new prior to DraftKings' major competitor introducing them. Good luck finding a sportsbook that was willing to let you correlate anything. And Johnny Avello from DraftKings, the director of DraftKings Sportsbook, was quoted in the article as saying, the people in the Vegas market who have been around sports betting for years and years, we call same-game parlay betting the money line and the total, but say when there's a correlation between a high point spread and a low total, the books wouldn't take that kind of action, unquote. So I don't know if they're necessarily referring to what Johnny's referring to or if they're talking about being able to correlate props or whatever it is. So the downside, right, the negative side, one of the biggest things is you probably don't get as much you don't get the correct bang for your parlay, right? The payout is reduced. And so I'm curious your reaction, because there's the trade-off, right? They're offering something that in many cases wasn't offered before. There is correlation. Is the trade-off of correlation to get reduced payout worth playing?
So this is something I've seen advertised back east, by the way.
Yeah.
I've actually seen it on the commercials. I know there's no advantage to betting a same-game parlay in the NFL. We're not talking about a college football game where the spread is 30 and the total is 50. Where obviously a first-half parlay on something like that, they would never allow. We're talking about NFL, though. Am I correct? It's mostly
NFL we're talking NFL. Here, yeah.
I don't really understand what the big deal is. Maybe because I always know you can do it here, maybe. And maybe it's something new that's trending back east.
I want to define what we're talking about here, too, because there's a shop here in Vegas that does let you parlay props together. And that is, to be honest with you, kind of interesting in some cases.
Well, if there is a correlation, there is. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure they're not going to let you do. But then again, I say that.
No, they
let you. And I've had places over the years allow you to do the craziest things. I'm talking about in hockey. How about parlay in hockey? The puck line with a total. That's, obviously you play like every dog and under, plus 1.5 under.
It's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Interesting, because with legalization, we didn't know, necessarily what the trends would be. But that's obviously one that appears to be taking over, for better or worse. We'll come back more unscripted with the Crack Man on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay is here as well. The Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crackman, at Bill Crackman with a K, by the way. Co-host of Wise Cracks that he does with his buddy John Orlando. The podcast available where all podcasts are distributed. Okay, so you were just saying off air, you didn't catch quite what
I probably didn't catch it, and then I got a text from my buddy.
So read the text.
They are allowing same game props to be parlayed, like Tom Brady over passing yards with Gronk over receiving yards, but instead of it paying plus 260, it would pay plus 175.
Correct. So my question then, getting back to what the question was, is so yes, the payout is reduced. That's the drawback, okay. Right? But I put drawback in quotes because the question becomes, is the correlation, the fact that they allow you to make the correlated play, still worth, like, are you willing to take the drawback of, okay, I'm not getting paid out enough for the ability to at least make the bet?
Right, right.
Is it still worth it even at a reduced payout?
Can I bet those two props, Brady over, Gronk over, with the game over, with the total of the game?
I don't know.
That's what
Jeff says yes.
So if you throw that in the mix, that's where that correlation becomes, you'd have to work out the math to see.
There are some of those because it's like, oh, if Derrick, I'm just making this up, if Derrick Henry scores two touchdowns and the Titans win, like those, there's those kind of things also.
Yeah, I've seen them already. Yeah. At both FanDuel and DraftKings, I've seen them.
Yeah, so think about that. I mean, again, is it worth the reduction? I just think it's an interesting question because you get to bet these. Just know that you're not getting the proper bang for your buck.
Yeah, which is everything to me, the right number. But
would you like to live in a world where you don't get to bet it at all, or live in a world where you get to bet them at a reduced payout?
Well, me,
you're like me because you feel like you're getting robbed.
Yeah, I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say unless I know the real number behind it. Probably not.
And they know the real number.
Yeah, I'm going to say probably not. If something's playing 175 where it should pay 260 and they're dangling like a carrot, making it look like, oh, look what we're giving you. They're not giving you much.
As long as you know you're getting robbed.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's a funny human quirk where it's like, it's funny, right? Like I'm just trying to take it into a real life thing. I'll spend $1,000, on this thing. But if I know you're trying to cheat me out of $20 or $40, it's just the principle of it, right? You get your brain does a weird thing where you're like, "Hey, I don't appreciate."
Yeah.
You can make the argument. I guess I that's what I'm saying. There are those who would make the argument. I'm just happy that I get to bet it. I don't care if I have a reduced payout. I just think it's an interesting subject because of these percentages. That's the most amazing thing. What's this one right here that we said? I mean, that's. The one where it says, read that last sentence again, because I think they're right. I should read that last sentence again. where they say 40% was no 20% of all bets have been single game parlays. That's 20% of all bets. That's pretty amazing. 1 in 5.
That's too hard to believe.
You don't believe it?
No.
Okay.
20% of bets that are, I mean, you know, they do.
Now, that's another story. I just don't believe
they will,
it.
they will. I'll tell you what, when you go to these homepages of these apps, though, they do actually advertise them, though. So I do see them now a lot in advertisements back
well,
east.
You know, if they're advertising.
So if they're advertising, it can't be anything
good. Can't be all that good.
Can we talk about some bookmakers crying the blues?
Yes.
You know, the problem is they come on here only Thursdays, and by the time I want to do it on Monday. Monday would have been a great one, actually, because a couple bookmakers are really crying about Sunday's games. And, you know, I went on Twitter, and not that I went after one, but I kind of, I was just upset the way he said that, you know, he'll be hiding under the bed if you need me. You know, I'll be hiding under the bed from the.
Let me try to play, you know, defense here. Do you think they were just joking?
No.
You think they were being, like, completely serious?
Completely serious.
They weren't just trying to, like, do a funny tweet?
You know what probably the most popular bet, you say that guy's saying, they're saying that in Article 20%. I'll give you something that 1 out of 5 people do in the sports book.
Okay.
They bet Moneyline NFL parlays. Well, I don't want to lay 7, 8, 10 points. Let me just parlay -4 to 1. Just parlay 3 of them together. And then, you know, now, one.
The key to that sentence was NFL, by the way.
Yeah, it's NFL parlays. So now think about what they're doing. They're betting in the one casino they're in, the Moneyline, without shopping Moneylines, where you can get a better Moneyline somewhere else.
Well, that's the knock on all parlays, period. Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing a parlay in any sport,
sure,
you're rarely going to get the best price for every leg of that one spot.
Very good. Yes. And so now, if you're going to bet a money line, you're probably better off betting it, you know, searching it. I'm not saying bet money lines in NFL anyway. I'm just saying in general. So that's a real popular bet. People say, oh, this is, and you know, they're always like, this looks too easy. This, you know, Green Bay's given 9 this week. Let me lay 360 instead. I don't have to give no points.
Just, I keep getting back to Survivor. In Survivor, all you have to do is pick one team a week. I get it. If you've used them, you can't use that team. Right. But you just have to pick one. And it doesn't matter what the spread is. Today, you have a 17 and a 15. It doesn't matter. You get to choose one team. That's hard enough.
Half
in the
NFL. Field is already gone in our big Survivor here with over 4,000 people in it. And if it wasn't for the miracle of Sunday 2 weeks ago, you would have had Minnesota, New England out. We would have had 500 people in the pool.
And Baltimore. I mean, that was a whole
Baltimore.
Week.
Yeah, you would have had literally 500 people in the pool.
I interrupted you. Let's go back to the bookmaker thing. So you were really bothered by this.
I was bothered by it. But then a video came out. I'm not going to say who. A video came out from a different bookmaker on Monday. And he was just like so like down. And, yeah, it's going to be probably our worst weekend. You know, listen. Yes. Okay. Money lines came out. A lot of the favorites, most of the favorites won outright on last Sunday. We know that. The marquee names all won, covered convincingly. You know, so everyone parlays those teams together. They money line them, like I said. They tease them. So, yes, it was a bad day. Okay. I understand. Now, Monday comes on and says, man, if Buffalo wins tonight, this is going to be a really, really bad outcome for us. Well, your line is 6. I wanted to scream at this guy. Your line is still 6.
Yes.
There was a couple shops here in Nevada with 6.5. South Point was one of them. Mm-hmm. And there was Stations was one of them.
It was weird because Nevada had a lot of 6.5.
Nevada had 6.5.
And nobody else
No
did.
One else had.
Yeah.
You have a 6 and you're on there crying? Move your line. Induce other action on the other side. I just don't want to hear someone telling me it's going to be their worst week. They don't know what to do.
I guess what's interesting about it to me is because, so I do guessing lines every Monday morning with Chrissy. Chrissy gets it, right? Chrissy, you know, he answers to Michael Gaughan. And he'll be the first person to tell you. He'll be like, yeah, you know, I'm wearing black because there's a funeral. But he's doing it tongue-in-cheek, right? Because he knows that the wins are coming for them right around the corner. And you get you understand where he's coming from. But what you're talking about is, like, they're legitimately, seriously upset and downtrodden about it. And that, to me, is amusing because it's unfathomable to me that they would be that short-sighted to be that way.
Listen, I understand sometimes how this happens.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want to tell you, the first bookmaker I seen do it, after I said I wasn't going to say no names, boom, Tony Miller down at the Golden Nugget. Well, I like Tony. I've known him for years. They allowed me, let me tell you. Tony Miller, for a decade, let me bet the sharpest information in the world back in the early 2000s, from 2000 maybe four to 2014. Sharpest in the world, took a hit on it all the time, and I always thank him for that. I understand he has to answer to someone now in Houston, you know, public, the Golden Nugget brand starts out of Houston. So you have to answer to someone. And I do understand, and it's got to be tough sometimes, too, to be a director. You know, I'll go after them once in a while, these guys, but it's got to be tough to be in their shoes, too.
Of course.
Because the guys above them that are in the safety perch of their office with their fancy college degree that don't gamble, by the way, they're the ones that are saying, what do you mean we could lose?
Well, I think so. That's an interesting point, right? So, first of all, getting back to guessing lines, there's always one person on Twitter that doesn't get that Chris is not being 100%, you know, serious, right? There's always one person, I can't believe, cry me a river. He's like, hey, can you understand the tone of what he's saying? But what you just seized on is a big thing. So here at the South Point, they answer to one man who gets negative variants, Michael Gaughan, he gets it, right? He gets it. He's been here forever. His dad is here. He gets it. But you're right. When now you have to answer to a corporate establishment where there's a stock price involved, let's say, those people don't tend to get it. They didn't live this life necessarily.
Yeah. No.
And so for them, everything is a, you know, MBA-driven spreadsheet of what is this?
They just think everyone should be a sucker. They just think everyone's a loser. Everyone's a sucker. No one can win. You know, but
and then fail to realize that if you don't have days where the book loses, no one would ever come back, right?
Yes.
Like that's tacit in this whole agreement. There's not agreement. It's tacit in this whole racket that like there's got to be, you know, for football bettors anyway. I can't speak for, I don't consider myself a, you know, that's my bread and butter. But for those people, if they don't have any winning weekends, they'll stop coming eventually. So you have to understand that at a basic level too. You can't win all the time.
People will not. There's superstition overseas. Literally, overseas is the wrong word. It's so big. Even in my family, I remember my mother and father. They wouldn't go to. They used to go to Showboat in Atlantic City, and if they lost two times in a row at Showboat, they say, let's not go there. Let's go over to Bally's. Let's go over to Caesar. Let's go to Tropicana. Wherever they won or felt comfortable. If they lose a couple times in a row, they're not going. And guess what? They're telling all their friends.
Yeah,
that Showboat's no good. That place is no good.
I'm telling you.
So, of course, you have to let them win sometimes.
My boys in D.C. who came year after year after year, they're convinced the Mirage is their spot.
Right. We're
going back to the Mirage.
There you go.
Partially why the Mirage became such an East. By the way, Mirage used to market to the East Coast, Mandalay to the West Coast. People don't understand the origins of before they were in the MGM family, how they ended up being East Coast and West Coast books. In quotes. Coming back, Crackman, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The NBA season tips off, or already has tipped off, but there's still time to grab your copy of the VSiN Pro Basketball Betting Guide. It has strategies, predictions, and best bets to stay ahead of the odds makers. Our hoops experts, including JVT, Jonathan Von Tobel, provide strategy and advice, as well as predictions for conference winners, win totals, playoff teams, and player awards. The digital guide is a must-have. There it is with KD and James Harden on the cover. So give yourself a betting edge this season. That's a digital cover, of course. And get your copy now for only $9.99. At VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. So you're staying in Vegas for a while now and not going back to Jersey?
I'll be here, through probably go back the first week of college basketball. So I may make a little side trip to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too much stuff going on
there. Too much stuff.
There was a new offer yesterday I seen. $7,500 free bet for one of the new companies. I never played with them before. I'm not going to say who.
Mm-hmm.
But... it's very public. Just do a Google search. Yeah, $7,500 free bet. So I may go to Colorado.
It's worth a trip.
Yeah, and there's about three or four other ones too that I don't have. Some books I never heard of these sports books, by the way. But they are regulated. I've checked them out, and so I'm staying there for a while. I want to usually I don't read tweets, but someone just said Scott C. Bill, bookmakers have feelings too. I'm not going after anyone individually. I actually mentioned that I liked Tony Miller. I'm just, you know, like, I'm not really going after him. I'm just saying that you don't want to put yourself out there on Twitter unless you're going to be open to a lot of people. Do you think people are going to feel bad for bookmakers? If you're a bookmaker and you want to go put something on Twitter and saying, oh, we're doing bad here, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And what do you think? You're going to get people, the public saying, It'll be okay. Everything is going to be all right. You'll have your parlay and sucker bettors back next week. Don't worry about it. No, you're going to get guys that are saying that are going to come after you. So anyway, and then but he wasn't the one. The next day, when the person said I'll be hiding under my bed if Buffalo wins tonight, I was like, wow, this is a great spot for Tennessee. Even though I don't like betting NFL sides, I was like, Jesus. No, but I mean, it just it's going to happen. In other words, I didn't like that that bookmaker was on there crying and didn't, and they had this, they had a six. Move it to 6.5 then if you're afraid of the favorite winning. Move your money line to, you know, -350.
But maybe he's getting back to your corporate context. Maybe he's in this horrible position where he doesn't have the authority to move it himself, and yet will get the blame anyway.
Oof, that is a. I don't think of it like that. Jesus, does that happen?
I don't know. I maybe it does. I don't think that's that outlandish to think that there are people in those situations.
Yeah.
Not that I'm, you know, again.
Yeah.
So you're doing a lot of content these days as well.
Oh, I was saying, yeah, I was telling off air, I have to do 3 individual unique videos every week for 3 different companies that I do things for. I do a 3-minute video, a 2-minute video, and a 3-minute video. So 8 minutes every week I have to come up, and they, all 3 companies say, hey, do your own content, come up with something sharp to help, you know, the customers, be informative, be helpful. And I literally spend 5 hours going, just doing that 8 minutes. Literally. It's just, you have to write out the stuff, think what you're going to say. And I'm saying, and then I, all of a sudden now, and then I was doing, I did 11 shows, 11 different local markets, whether it's the WFAN, New York, whatever it may be, all different local markets like that, and doing podcast segments and stuff. And I did 11 of them in 1 week, maybe altogether an hour in a week. And I said, I don't know how Gil does this. I did. I said, how does he possibly do in the morning 2 hours, and then you do 3 hours at night? I don't care if you have guests. I don't care if you have guest host. It's hard to come up with brand new, fresh, unique content every single day. I can't. I have trouble doing it for the, you know, the 1 hour a week. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. During football season, it's easier.
Right.
Right. Because there's pro football, yeah. There's college football, and then you have baseball playoffs. You have basketball and hockey start. There's never, to me anyway. Plus, I'm betting tennis all day. There's never a shortage of stuff to talk about. You are correct, though. When it gets to, what was Goulet's line about? Because he used to work with Colin Cowherd. And Colin Cowherd's line is, they don't pay you for football season. They pay you for the other times of year when there's less to talk about.
Wow, interesting.
It's very interesting. And he's right. It's like, you catch me in February or catch me in July, and there are days, Jeffrey will tell you, there are days where I'm like, well... And when you're solo, when you're doing this solo, too.
Oh, God.
That's when you're really on an island. Because if you stop talking, the show kind of ends.
Right.
So you try to, listen, some people out there might be like, yeah, you're not really succeeding, Gil. Right? There's going to be somebody out there who's thinking that. But you do your best because you try to be interesting, insightful, entertaining. But, yeah, for 8 segments in July, that ain't easy.
It ain't.
Which is why I bounce.
No. It's a good,
which
good
is why I'm like,
best of.
It's time to see my parents.
Right.
No. It's. But I appreciate the comments. I mean, it's. Listen, if this wasn't our lives, you and me, or and anybody who's in sports betting, you know, if the subject was opera, right? There's not a chance in hell I could, you know. But because we're so immersed, and it's like it's in our DNA, and it's all we think care about. Hey, man, it's a small price to pay.
Yep. Yep, yep. And let me tell you something someone else said to me just now. It's true. These books can give you all the bonuses they want in the world. The fallout we will see, chaos. I don't know what that means, but chaos. I don't know if it'd be chaos, but I think that, yes, they're in New Jersey does a really good job of responsible gaming. They're all over it in Jersey. I don't know about the other jurisdictions, but Jersey's pretty good. I know me, when I went to the counter at the resorts, DraftKings, I went to the counter, and I had a VIP host. Who set me up and said, Bill, we're going to give you a nice bonus. They gave me a great bonus, great deal they gave me. This was the host that worked for the company, that worked for corporate. He set me up. I go to the counter. I gave him a large amount of money, and they wouldn't take the money. They were like, no, we can't take more than 10 grand right now because they have to vet you. They have to properly know where your money's coming from. That's exactly what happened in the end. Hmm. In the end, they had to check my bank account, check to see what I did for a living to make sure I'm okay to deposit this kind of money, that I can lose that kind of money.
Oh, wow.
Shocked me.
Wow.
Shocked me. I didn't expect that. It happened to me personally, so I know other people have stories also.
As opposed to a Vegas book who will use that at the end of you winning a lot of money and say, yeah, it's a compliance issue. We don't really know where your money – we see that you don't have a job. Sorry, you can't bet here anymore.
That's Station's old good line. Yeah. Art Mantaris.
I wasn't even referring to them. I was referring to books
someone else?
That someone would be very surprised by.
I'm referring to them.
Yeah.
They love using that line. Art retired, thank God. And now they got another, I don't know, someone else putting clown makeup over there on every morning. But they just throw people out, and that's the reason. Compliance.
We almost got through the show, Jeff.
Yeah, compliance is the reason, though. That's what they say. I'm sorry, you comply. You know what they told me? I put, you know, like I have tweets right now that I made back in New Jersey. So I have a whole bunch of tweets. I plan on showing them eventually. Just it's not maybe it's not the right time of the year. A lot of things. It's just I don't like tweeting a lot of videos every day. One video a day is more than enough. So I'll do one every couple days. But now I'll put one on here like. I went to Tony Soprano's house in North Caldwell, where they filmed The Sopranos, and I put a picture of me in the driveway with Tony Soprano. I thought it was pretty cool.
You have a newspaper and your robe?
No, honestly, that's my next one, though. I thought about that. I said, I got to get the robe and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm in the driveway where they're filming the little cul-de-sac there. So it wasn't the right time to do it, because there was something going on. I always thought I posted it a couple weeks later, and like people said to me, well, that's weird. The trees look different. The trees aren't that kind. Whatever. Maybe it was a month later. Whatever it was. But same thing with content videos. I have videos about me taping video poker machines or certain machines at the casinos, certain things you shouldn't do. I didn't get to them yet. But Stations, when I put a video up that I was in New Jersey, they said, well, you're in New Jersey. You put a bet in your account. It's impossible. That doesn't mean I was in Jersey when I'm posting it on Twitter. I'm posting it from when I was there 2 weeks ago, but they look for any reason to throw you out. So
you guys have a thing, you and them, huh?
Yeah. No, that's it is. Listen, I love the casinos, though. I love Red Rock. I think it's. I love Green Valley Ranch. I love that place. I mean, I love the casino on components. But I actually do like the sports books too. They're cool. They're great places to hang out. It's just the guys that manage it.
Let me ask you about a random sports book thing. The advent of like street teams when I was in music radio, right? When I was at KMEL, 106 KMEL Jams, by the way, People Station. We used to have street teams. We'd go around, do events all around the bay. Now I see sports books have like, you know, groups of, you know, they're all young, right? And they're like, hey, want to sign up at the sports book? Want to sign up at the sports book? Want to sign up at the sports book? Trying to get people to sign up at the sports book. And it always occurs to me, sports bettors don't need you to goad them. To
that's real
to
big
sign
in New Jersey. They go around clip pads in Ocean Casino. There's three of them.
But like
every
weekend. What human do you know?
They're in the sports book. Why?
I was gonna say you're either going to do it anyway because you're a sports bettor. You're not at all interested. On the other hand, like what's the percentage of people who are like, you know, I'm on the fence about this sports book thing. But now that you've
you're in the sports book
now,
though.
Now that you're telling me to do, I'm gonna do it. Thank you.
Now how do you know? Where did you see this? How do you know about this?
It's all over on the Strip.
Oh, it's on the Strip they're doing it too?
Yeah. Right around the sports book itself.
In the sports book itself. Yeah. Interest. The Caesars brand. It's got to be.
No.
Because that's where it is back home, back in Jersey.
I just thought it was a funny thing as I was walking by them. It reminded me of my old KMEL days or WKYS days, whatever it was. And I'm just like, wow, we're doing this for sports books now?
Yeah.
I don't know how effective that is.
Yeah.
But I guess they figured
I
it
give the
be.
Girls my license. I say, here's my driver's license. Go up to the counter and see if I can bet here. You've said 2 weeks in a row, I said, no, I don't. And so here's my driver's. I just go up to the counter. I'll sign up with you if they say I can bet here.
There you go.
Yeah.
More with the Crack Man, unscripted, exclusively Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Denver or Cleveland tonight. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code VSIN200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code VSIN200 to win $200 in free bets. If either Denver or Cleveland scores a touchdown, new customer offer paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. We get tweets at Beating the Book. First of all, I want to give credit because I didn't know the sourcing on this earlier. So thank you to David Dorman for letting me know. The thing about the single game parlays was from Jeff Edelstein. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Jeff Edelstein over there at Sports Handle. So shout out to Jeff for that. I wanted to give proper credit there. Thank you, David Dorman. Vaccinated man. We've gotten so many tweets, too many to count, about people giving examples of same game parlays. But Vaccinated man pretty much sums it up here. He goes, nearly all of the New Jersey books relentlessly push the same game parlays with daily risk-free, in quotes, or, quote, profit boost, unquote, promotions. With the way the books push them, I don't need to do the math to know they're bad bets. Matt Silva, at last, my favorite segment of the week, Unscripted with the Crack Man. Thank you, Matt. Having Bill here. Let's see. Vegas T-Bone, among the many people talking about the same game parlays. You can bet props over and then parlay with game over, but once again, the computer reduces the odds. Letting us know. Todd Bubba Horowitz says, crack, that was a great tweet. Bookmakers think the customers should lose every bet. Their minimum 5% edge isn't enough. Maybe we should pass the collection plate.
And I tweeted after him. Thank you, Todd. And with me with the bucket out there in front of the Gold Coast.
Someone put a picture of you out there. That's right. Web12-66. Love that Twitter handle. If crack could not be more correct, or he says crack could not be more correct, if anything bothers me, it's a bookmaker crying about losing. The thing about it is when they lose, it so bothers me. When they lose, I lose, so it bothers me also, but to hear them cry is a joke. And then here's one. This is from Jamie Leva, who keeps liking the spots conversation. He said, Bucks Warriors parlay tonight, team that has played a game with team that has not, game under the belt spot. Vegas T-Bone, heads up about that $7,500 risk-free bet, the Sports Illustrated $7,500 risk-free bet that you were talking about. He said, it's hard to deposit $7,500. And then when I did it, they only took like $5,000 on an NFL game.
Now there's an example, though. Now, your marketing team is not getting together with the risk team. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you allow the $7,500 free bet, which is advertised, and you're saying, first of all, the first part of the thing he said is true, and he's very experienced. Tim lives there. So it's very hard to deposit with these Colorado sports books. It's not like New Jersey or like Vegas, really. You go up to the counter and give them cash. They run when they see cash. What do you want to do with that? They want bank wires.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that form of currency? We don't use that.
You know what's funny, though? Just in my personal life, though, sometimes my buddies from the East Coast will come. Not necessarily my closest friends, but I'll have lots of cash because this is just what we have here.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, you still use cash?
Oh, no one uses cash. Try to find someone under the 30 who has cash on them.
It's so interesting.
I've never, ever once that I remember, ever been to what they call a Mac machine or an ATM machine. I've never used it once in my life.
Used to.
Not once, even when I was a kid. I never used ATMs. Carry cash. It's not heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand.
Here's one. This is all. I'll just, by the way, really appreciate all the tweets as always. The show is so much better for it. This is from Bears_Nation. Just an FYI. If those slow July days have you searching for content, I personally could listen to you and Crackman just talk about your stories and history of sports betting and your views on the psychology of the mind of sports bettors. Thank you, nice. Bears Nation. That's very, very, very nice. String fellow Hawk, you were at Camiel? That explains the hip-hop references. I used to listen to KML on dial-up internet back in the day. Yes. It's pretty much when I was on, too.
I want to go back to the responsible gaming before we go off here.
Yes.
So very good. I told you about New Jersey. Want to know where you're – to know your customer, KYC, know your customer law. It is in Nevada, but maybe not implemented like it is back east. You know, you're supposed to know where your customer's money comes from, know that they're not gambling over their head. But that's – you know, who really wants to do that in the gambling business? We don't want to know anything. Just bring your money in and lose like a sucker and make us have our safe little jobs. Okay, so the fallout, this guy said, is chaos. It won't just be your normal knock-around street degenerates that we're talking about here. I get you. So this is a So it'll be more like even the doctors and the lawyers and stuff. You know, we're going to see years from now what happened here. Look back at gambling, like the article that was in the Times last week. Look back at sports betting and gambling, and the whole casino gambling's pushed much more back east than people that know what I'm talking about. Here it's not really. They don't really talk about the online casino gambling that the others, that the sports books offer like they do back east. It's thrown in. Listen, all day long, housewives get it. Nighttime, especially late night, they know who they're going after. Guys that are sitting around in their underwears. And let's start firing in your PJs. Blackjack, $5 a hand, which leads to, you know, bad things down the line. Yes, I would think there would be a he's right. I think there would be a fallout later on down the line. And if they had somehow can go back and look and see what happened here and why it happened, it's probably going to be because of the new casinos and sports books and stuff that's happening. But, you know, that's why you have to game it. You have to police it. I'm sorry, responsible gaming. You have to police it like New Jersey does. And I don't know about the other jurisdictions, but there is. I find it very interesting that this person actually texted me and said this to me.
Well, I was having trouble following that whole thing. Okay. Maybe I speak for some who are listening too. What were you getting? What was he getting at originally with that note to you? What is he saying?
About the books giving you all the bonus. He actually was questioning me. He's like, I'm talking about bonuses. He goes, Listen, they can give you all the bonuses in the world. The fallout, we'll see what happens in the end. It's going to be chaos. It won't just be street guys.
Now
your doctors and lawyers are going to be having problems with compulsive gambling.
Okay. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I didn't explain it correctly. Oh,
no, maybe it was just me being slow.
No, it was me.
No, I got it. So yeah, I mean, look, hey, it's there's a reason. Look, I know of fledgling gambling companies, you know, that aren't necessarily traditional sports books. And one of the biggest things in New Jersey, specifically New Jersey, and that's what you're talking about, the responsible gaming element is absolutely a must with them, right? You do not get to do anything unless you incorporate this. And that is very responsible. Listen, we do shows every day. We have a whole network, and we never stop down, except when we're reading promos, right? When we're reading the legalese, we never stop down during a show. I never look at the camera and go, now remember, boys and girls, always be responsible. But that should be implicit, right? I mean, there is a serious side to this where you don't want people being irresponsible. And so good on New Jersey for doing that.
Yep.
And then after that, once those are, you know, incorporated, then it's up to every human being, every individual to decide for themselves, all right, am I willing to accept this as a legit thing and still override that and bet accordingly. Then it becomes an individual choice. But it is good on New Jersey, and this guy, who knows, maybe he's right. He's right. Maybe some people will inevitably be, listen, he's probably right. Some people inevitably will be irresponsible and will not be able to control themselves. So it's worth talking about. It's not the sexiest radio to talk about, but he's got a point.
Here's some sexy radio.
I like sexy radio.
We're talking about carrying money.
Yeah.
So people in airports now, especially the World Series of Poker going on, carrying cash. It's amazing the crackdown that's been going on nationwide at airports going through a cash.
Oh, let me hear about this.
Coming into Las Vegas.
My man, because this was my thing back then.
I'm going into Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I got 60 grand in my bag. I pull it out of the bag. Show the lady. How much? She goes, how much is there, sir? I said, $60,000. Oh, I got to get these guys. So now you get the next set of guys come in, and then what are you doing with this money? Look where my plane's going. Going to Las Vegas.
I don't know if you guys know this, but going to Las Vegas.
Yeah. So what this is, though, let's just boil it down to street terms. This is a shakedown. They're looking to take your money, hold your money, and hoping you don't have to claim it and they can keep the money. That's what's happening. It's happened multiple times recently, and I only relate this to my buddy who came through at 90 grand recently. $90,000. He came in for the World Series. Tournament entries are 100 grand, some of the tournaments. I mean, but, you know, there's $50,000 entry tournaments. I mean, you got to pay cash. You can't go up with a credit card and say, give me $100,000, you know. So you have to carry cash. It's amazing what's happening. He goes through the x-ray. He has the money in his hands because he's going to declare or show it or whatever. If you put it in the bag, they're going to have to see it anyway. So goes through the x-ray. The girl starts screaming. The TSA agent. Oh, okay. He's got all. What is this? Like he's saying, sweetie, calm down. I'm showing you. I'm getting money.
This actually makes me very angry.
Going to the World Series of Poker. I have 90 grand here. They pulled them in the back room with two guys in suits that come sniffing dogs to sniff all his luggage.
What's their end play with that?
Where'd you get it from?
I want it, dude.
Yeah, you have to show documentation. We may have to hold the money until you can prove where you got this from.
I'm getting angry.
What we're facing. But listen, for 99% of people, it doesn't matter. Right. I'm not saying that. But even bringing in 10, 20 grand, you see what happens.
Very relatable subject to us. Thank you, Bill. Lombardi Line next.
We're done already?
Beeson, yeah.